The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Scott Frost. Nebraska hosts Akron on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We're just excited to get the season started. The guys have made a lot of progress, and we're anxious to compete and test ourselves.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach. I'm sure you've spelled it out with your local media, but what can you tell us about Adrian and why he's the right choice for you guys?
Well, it was a good battle. We've had several guys do some good things. At the end of the day, we picked the players at every position that we thought gave us the best chance to win. He's young. Needs some experience, and we're going to give it to him. But I think just his overall play, command of the offense, ability to throw and ability to run made him a pretty clear choice, and we're anxious to see him get out there and make some plays.
What's his personality like?
He's a very mature kid. He's unusually that way for someone his age. I think coming in as an early enrollee really helped him get a step ahead where he would be right now otherwise. And there's going to be challenges when you're a quarterback at a Big Ten school. There's a lot of eyes on you. There's some pressure, and I don't want him to think about any of that. I just want him to go out and be him. But I think he's one of the freshmen that you get that right away you recognize have enough maturity to potentially be ready for a job.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Parker Gabriel, Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Scott. Now that the release with Tristan is official, do you go with the guys you have? Is there anything you can do at this stage as it pertains to Noah Bedrill's status, or do you just go ahead with what you've got?
Well, we've been working on Noah and potentially filing a waiver for a long time. I hope it's consistent. That's the only thing we're hoping. And, when people are transferring most of the time right now, it's because they're not going to play somewhere and they go somewhere else. And it's hard to blame them, but it's also hard to manage as a coach, not knowing even a week before a game who's going to be on your team and who isn't. We certainly would have managed the situation different had we known somebody was going to leave us right before the first game. We've had a couple quarterbacks leave now, and I'm sure they're filing waivers for initial eligibility and immediate eligibility, and Noah's situation is no different. He wanted to be closer to his parents, had some family things he wanted to get back for, and wasn't going to play at the other place because of the kid that they have. So we'll keep fighting the fight, but we're going to roll with what we have and have all the confidence that we have in the other kids that are here.
So just so I got this straight, he said at the beginning of camp that he didn't think that would happen, but have you sort of renewed that effort or continued that effort in recent days with him?
We're working on it. That's all I can say.
Okay.
And I don't know where it'll land. But, big picture, hope that college football doesn't become transfer mania. It's hard to manage as a coach, and you do what you can for kids, and I understand their perspective that they want to play. It would be hypocritical of me to talk about how much we care about the players and not allow someone to do what they want to do or want what's best for them. The flip side of that is we preach to our guys all the time, team before me, and it'd be hypocritical of us to have someone on our team that's me before team. And sometimes those things are going to work out the way that this just worked out, and we got to do our best as coaches to manage those situations.
Thanks, Scott.
Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Scott, what did you like about Andrew Bunch, both in spring and then in training camp and what he did now that he's probably your likely backup? And then what do you think of Matt Masker, who might be your third teamer?
Well, having a walk-on true freshman from the Luplat Conference as our third teamer is not where we thought we'd land, but Matt's done some really good things, and I think both those kids, when Bunchy was getting equal reps to the other guys, he was in the mix. And then when the reps started to dissipate as we were working with two quarterbacks, You know, he wasn't quite as good. I think his play is going to pick up again as soon as he gets some reps. But he's an athletic kid with a good arm, and I think the more reps he gets, the better understanding of our offense they all have. And certainly not an ideal situation for us to go into a season the way we are, but that's the way it landed.
Did you guys try to change Tristan's mind yesterday after your press conference and try to get him to stay?
No, all I'll say is, you know, we want what's best for him, and he made a decision, I think, with his family it was best for him, and we're going to wish him the best. There was no change in his mind when he came in.
Okay. Thank you.
Your next question is from Michael DeFabo, CNHI.
Hey, Scott. Just to follow up with a couple of these questions about the transfers, you know, this isn't just a situation that you're dealing with. There are two other Big Ten programs are dealing with kids who are transferring immediately after learning that they were the backups. Is there any role that you hope to see in place, or what are your general thoughts about this issue?
Yeah, in general, you know, I think it's a sensitive issue because, you know, you want the student athletes to have the ability to attend school and chase their dreams wherever they want to. But I hope they're thinking about the can of worms that it would open up if they just make free transfers anywhere. You know, I think it's going to be hard to manage rosters. If you think it through, teams will be smart if they go into camp with less than 85 scholarships in case the right person wants to transfer. You got to keep eyes on other people's program. There's going to be people contacting people in other people's programs, which isn't legal, to get them to transfer. We've been talking about this. One of the biggest issues is it creates an unfair advantage for schools that are on a quarter system. Anybody that's in quarters instead of semesters hasn't started school yet and won't start school for 3 weeks, so it's real easy to sit there and pick up any good player that decides he doesn't want to be with his team. We're on semesters, and today is drop ad date, and we couldn't get anybody in at this point. So NCAA is always worried about an evil level playing field. This creates a distinct unfair advantage for teams that schools are on the quarter system. It's going to get messy. I wouldn't want to be the one that has to decide exactly what the rule is, but you know, it's not fair to the rest of our team when we're losing kids right before camp that we're counting on.
Thanks, Scott.
Your next question is from Ron McNeil, Athletes Unfiltered.
Hey, Coach. When you look back on your first fall camp here at Nebraska, what are some highlights from you? What are some things that stood out for you in a really good way?
Just the improvement and the relationships that we're starting to build with the kids. You know, you can talk about relationships, but until you've been through some things together, there isn't that bond and that unity. Inevitably, things come up when you're around the guys and working hard that are going to draw you closer together. And I love the process of letting that happen. You know, part of the fun, even though it's hard work in year one, is the build. It takes a lot out of you to get culture change and strength conditioning change and X's and O's change. And there's going to be some bumps in the road. But when you look back at it after it's over with, even though those are really challenging times, I think you look back at that with the most pride because of the transformation that's allowed to happen.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.